This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed two bills into law today aimed at reducing gun violence. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
One measure requires people to properly store firearms, like at home and when leaving a store after buying a new gun. Under the other law, people must report lost and stolen firearms. Democratic Representative Leslie Herod sponsored that bill. She notes that it's named in memory of Isabella Fallis, a young woman from Denver who was murdered with a stolen rifle.
We shouldn't have to come to this room, to this conversation, because someone is lost, because someone has been killed or murdered.
The Democratic-controlled state legislature plans to consider other gun bills in the wake of last month's mass shooting in Boulder, such as strengthening background checks. Republican lawmakers argue these measures infringe on constitutional rights and won't save lives. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The White House has removed the scientist picked by the previous president to lead a key climate report. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Betsy Weatherhead is an experienced atmospheric scientist who worked at the University of Colorado for almost 25 years. She was tapped by the Trump administration to oversee the U.S. government's definitive report on the effects of climate change. The Washington Post reports there was friction between Weatherhead and some officials working on the report research. She's been reassigned to the U.S. Geological Survey, and a replacement has not been announced. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, billions of dollars are about to flow from the federal government to local governments in Colorado. The money is part of the most recent pandemic aid package and has many local leaders excited to tackle some longstanding needs.
It's huge. I can't even express the positive impact it will have on our county.
CPR's Washington, D.C. reporter Caitlin Kim looks at what those impacts might be. We'll have Caitlin's story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Tonight, Denver will see heavy snow, lows down to 15 degrees. Colorado Springs and Pueblo, a chance of snow showers, lows 15 to 20 degrees. Grand Junction, mostly cloudy and windy, lows 30. Vail, snow showers, windy, lows around 10. This is CPR.